This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I dare say this is the longest gig you've had in your life. You've had a number of gigs, but this is the longest, right?
Well, this is the longest running project. The company that I started years ago that sort of manages Talkers Magazine has been around since 1978.
I love the name Good Phone.
Right, Good Phone Communications. And Good Phone has, so that's a gig too. I'm president of Good Phone, but that's that produces radio specials. We used to put out a publication called Good Phone Weekly, and that was sold to Billboard magazine. And for a while in the early 80s, I was designing the Billboard record charts. And so it goes. So you know, what's a gig? But Talkers has been the one project, one business, so to speak, that I've done longer than any other. Yeah, 28 years.
Whoopee!
You got more than you asked for. Huh?
I never thought I'd last this long doing a syndicated program. I don't know what I expected when I started. I just did it. I don't always think about what I'm going to do in the future. I think about the now.
Well, it's been a long now, hasn't it?
It has been a long now. Yes, it has.
But isn't the now the only time we ever are?
Yep. You know, so? That's a great spiritualist point of view.
I don't know.
You're only
in spiritualist.
Now. It's kind of like when people say, are you lost? No, I am where I am. I'm not lost at all. My kids used to yell at me, Daddy, we're lost. No, we are where we are. You know, we're right here.
Yep. Where you are is, there's a saying, I forgot the exact words, but, you know, basically it's where you are, that's where you're at, you know.
Yes, it is. There you are. And where we are is the focus here. We're here to bring people a conversation about what's in News Talk Radio with the Countdown Show. Michael Harris and the folks at Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com, this list, the stories, the people, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go through it, Michael, and we'll pick out some things that we have found, or maybe you and your research have found, that are nuanced.
Well, it's all nuanced, but I got to tell you, it's all pretty extraordinary. The only thing unextraordinary about the news this week is that we have extraordinary news every week. Never seen it so intense, and so many major stories that would have dominated the news for months, in some cases, that last for a few days. I'll explain as we go. First of all, we had a Red Sox win of the World Series this year, which is
go Sox.
Very interesting. I mean, a World Series is always a big deal.
Yeah.
National Football League action, it's at the midway point in that season, and so and the basketball season is off and running a couple of weeks, so it's a great time for sports. And the 10th most talked about topic on News Talk Radio has been sports related or sports personality related. At number 9, a fascinating story of crime and intrigue
and punishment
and upcomings and all of that type of thing. Whitey Bulger killed in prison. And I know a lot of people say, well, who the heck is Whitey Bulger? He's a world famous mobster.
Yep.
At number 8, story that I find fascinating, I only hope that they don't close down Google, because then we'd have to go to the library again, and who wants to do that? The Google walkout, thousands of Google employees have left their jobs in protest of company culture. And we tied at number 8, Hillary's 2020 aspirations. No surprise, of course she's running for president, and she'll be a formidable candidate. At number 7, the deadly Indonesian air crash, which has everybody scratching their head as to why would a relatively brand new Boeing plane go down. They haven't figured that out yet, and that's very troubling, of course. At number 6, the financial markets activity. At number 5, it seems like ancient history now, and it's only a week old, the mail bombs case. At number 4, the terrible story that blew the mail bombs case off of the front page, and that's the Pittsburgh synagogue slayings. Then we have, at number 3, the birthright citizenship issue that is a constitutional question and part of, as we work our way toward number 1. Number 2, the migrant caravan and the Trump allegedly racist ad. And at number one, we have the midterm elections, which many people believe the birthright citizenship issue and the migrant caravan and the Trump ad are all tied into. On the People Survey, we have David Price, who's a very fine pitcher, at number 10. Whitey Bulger, who was a mobster, at number 9. Hillary Clinton, who some people think should be locked up, at number 8. Paul Ryan at 7, who has been in somewhat of a constitutional argument with his president. At number 6, Don Lemon of CNN. Cesar Sayoc of bombing fame at number 5. The guy from the Pittsburgh killings, Robert Bowers, who pleaded innocent, at number 4. Andrew Gillum at 3. We're getting into the election now. Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke tied at number 2. And Donald Trump is number 1. And where you want to begin?
Well, I am I'm going to go back to number 10 and the discussion of what goes on with regard to our passion for sports and how sports now has become, like everything else, political, noticing that the either one or more cheerleaders knelt during the national anthem at the San Francisco 49ers game at Levi Stadium. The Oakland Raiders were the opponents. This is the Colin Kaepernick stunt, and now it's gone into cheerleader mode. It is, I understand, social injustice and people who are concerned. At some point, is the message overdone, or because there is a problem, and many think it is a real serious problem, a really serious problem, do we continue to remind people this way? What's most effective?
Well, I think somebody should take a kneel and protest the existence of cheerleaders. If it weren't for the fact, first of all, that was probably the worst game in the history of football.
Yeah.
It was a one win and six loss team against a one win and seven
two
loss
terrible
team.
Teams. Yeah, right.
And then one of them beat the hell out of the other one. So can you imagine how John Gruden and the Oakland Raiders feel losing in a massacre to the other worst team in the league?
Yeah.
The stands were empty by the end of the game. It was an embarrassment for John Gruden. If people don't know who John Gruden is, he's kind of a cocky, charismatic in a weird, irritating way. Former football coach who became an announcer on ESPN for about 10 years and then went back to coaching football to his old team with all kinds of fanfare, and it's been nothing but a mess since he went there. He must be humiliated. As far as the kneeling is concerned, as a story, I think it's run its course. As an important aspect of American debate and culture, I think it's very important.
Well, is it a reminder? Does it keep us on our toes? Does it keep us looking or thinking or focusing on that issue, which was the reason for it in the first place?
I don't think I've always thought that was an artificial issue that was trumped up by Donald Trump. It all depends on what Donald Trump wants to do. If Donald Trump decides that he's going to now go to war against cheerleaders, it'll be an issue. If Donald Trump thinks that he's played it out as a distraction, it won't be. I think that half the issues that we're dealing with are completely and totally created by the master manipulator, Donald Trump.
And the news media falling for it, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, they do,
they
play it, but you can't fault them for covering the news of the president's issues.
I don't fault them for covering it, but I fault them, too many of them, for having the skew that they do. They play right into his hands.
They play into his hands, and we're starting to learn that more as we come to the midpoint of Trump's first term in office, or perhaps his last term. That's to be determined.
Yeah.
I think the press knows this. I just don't know if they know how to handle it. Because there is no they. The press is not a uniform monolithic organization.
No.
The press has different components, different thoughts, different organizations, competing corporations, and different views even within each operation. So it's very hard to, you know, to, we call it the media, the press. They take as bait.
Who are they? It drives me nuts when I hear people talk about the news media as the media.
Right.
The media is print. The media is movies and entertainment. The media may be the news. It's not the media. It's annoying.
However, the media is the film business.
Yeah.
You know,
it's cartoons.
It's TV. It's game shows. You're right.
It is. Thank you. I am. Mm-hmm. On occasion. Do you need health advice? Check out our new DJV Health News. For those of you who are constantly looking for new resources, you're confused by a lot of things that you're told with regard to your health and well-being. You don't know who to believe. Homeopathic on one side, the standard, if you will, old-time way of looking at health issues or the new stuff. There are questions that you have, and they'll get answered when you go to djvhealthnews.com, djvhealthnews.com. And one of the things with regard to health that's important, looking at your teeth and your gums. You know, most of your health, whether you realize it or not, focus on two places, your gut and your gums, the G and G, the gut and your gums. So let me help you with your gums. If you have teeth that are not looking so good, you know, the bacteria that's on your teeth, if you have stained teeth, there's bacteria there, and they get up into your gums, very unhealthy. One way to deal with them is to whiten up your teeth. And the best way to do that I know of, is to use power swabs. Power swabs lifts the stains, the debris, off of your teeth. Whether they're regular, your teeth, the caps, crowns, veneers, however, you want to keep that stuff that's on your teeth from going into your gums, clean your teeth. You don't have to go to the dentist and pay $1,000 to do it either. All you have to do is call 800-208-1797 and order power swabs. It's the only way you can get them. You can't get them online. Offer's not available any other way. 800-208-1797. What's the offer? 50% off the retail price. Yep. Use the code DJV, 800-208-1797. You'll have whiter teeth. It'll be a great white smile that you're projecting. It's inexpensive, done from the privacy of your home, and it works. No strips, no trays, none of that stuff. Nothing goes in your mouth except the Q-stick at the end of the... there's a little tube that you get, and you snap the end of it off, take the Q-tip and whiten your teeth. In 2 seconds, you're done. In 5 minutes, they look better. Only Power Swabs does that, and you can only get them by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code. Save 50% on Power Swabs for whiter teeth. 800-208-1797.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle. It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. And now, I wouldn't use anything else. Power swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get power swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to Southern Tier 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving along now. Let's keep it going. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We always love to talk about the issues. We like to talk about the personalities who are on the radio. Say it again, Doug. On the radio, I noticed with some interest that Geraldo Rivera was apologizing for being a right-wing lunatic.
Is that what he did?
He was already apologized about something. I don't know
he started this show, I'm sorry that I'm a right-wing lunatic. He started this local show in Cleveland on the talk station there.
Yep.
And he still, I think, is on Fox and maybe Fox Business, whatever, wherever.
He just moved to Cleveland, so why not do a show on the local station, which I think is cool.
Exactly. Yeah. But apparently he had some comments about the bomb scare, and he said that they were a hoax and blah, 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 blah. Democrats were.
A lot of people should be embarrassed by buying into that conspiracy theory that the Democrats were behind the bomb scare. That was a very, very awful thing to jump aboard.
But you know as well as I do, in this culture of Alex Jones and that ilk, there's always going to be somebody, Michael, who will come up with a...
Yeah, but we're talking major league media people who are doing it. We're talking the president of the United States did it.
Yeah, well...
I mean, we're not talking about Alex Jones.
Yeah, we are. The two peas in a pod, both of them.
Well...
They belong together. They're a great couple.
That's a pretty extraordinary turn of events, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That Alex Jones and the president of the United States are of the same pod?
Yeah.
Welcome to the
We're a media society. We are into loving people who are famous just because they're famous. Why, you know, you can say that, who knows, next time the Kardashians may run for president and claim that everybody loves them and get them. The electorate is so stupid. in this country. Many, they vote for the Kardashians because they know the name. That's how people vote. You know it as well as I do.
I know. I know that in my area there are some family names that are known for politics.
Yeah,
as
mine
in every,
too.
And in every area.
Yeah.
And there are people that run, and they have. You see the lawn signs.
The Kennedys.
But you see lawn signs with the name on it, and then you find out they're not even relatives to those people. They
yeah.
win because they have the same name.
The same name.
As a family, as some of the families that are big fish in these little ponds.
Yeah.
And I guess it works. You know, in the big arena.
Well, look
well.
At the Bush family, the Kennedy family, how people are enamored. Kennedys still get elected just because the name is Kennedy. They don't know who the kids are, but they run for office and they always win.
Hey, the fact
why?
The fact
because they're
Ted,
Kennedys.
The fact that Ted Kennedy's career, I mean, without digging up old dirt, but it applies to this conversation. Edward Kennedy, Ted Kennedy, was elected to the Senate and almost the presidency, even though Chappaquiddick should have ended his career.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it really should have ended his career, but he was a Kennedy. And we have this in our DNA as human beings, we have this instinct to want royalty. We really do, whether it's from show business or politics, we do have an inclination toward creating royalty.
Political royalty.
Yeah.
American royalty.
Right.
Whatever. We're past it. Look at Meghan Markle came out of being a B actress. Not bad.
The British can't give it up. The British, who are similar to us in terms of point of view on politics, I guess, compared to the whole world in history, they can't give up the royalty. They can't give it up. You know,
what's the next bumper sticker? Who's going to come up with a good bumper sticker? We're so close to the elections now. That'll be the big story next week. Well, it's number one this week, too. Midterm elections. I didn't see any good bumper stickers this year, did you?
No.
No, it was all the same kind of
thing. I saw a van with a very colorful array of stickers on it.
Saw one that said, F Trump, elect Democrats.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the jerk in wherever the heck he lives, Florida.
All right, respite time, 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Couch.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net. A response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net.
The right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Sending U.S. soldiers to the Mexico border is a waste of taxpayer money, so says California Congressman Ted Lieu, who also points out the Pentagon says soldiers will not perform any law enforcement tasks at the border.
This caravan is about 1,000 miles away, and there's been caravans over the years, and they always get disbanded. Imagine walking across Mexico. It is incredibly difficult. By the time anyone reaches our borders, if they reach it at all, it's a very small group of people. Most of them get turned away.
Speaking at a rally in West Virginia, the president said electing Republicans will keep our borders secure.
We will pass Kate's Law. We will stop sanctuary cities. We will stop catch and release, end visa lottery, end chain migration, and we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a memorable half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Most all of them are. I'm Doug Steffen. The man who is memorable is Michael. Michael the Memorable Man. You like that alliteration?
Why not?
Michael the Memorable Man.
We would all love to be memorable. Unfortunately, we're not.
No? Well,
no, everything is fleeting. It's extremely fleeting, and memory is a funny thing. And being famous is so fleeting that, you know, you're talking about before, you were saying that we're so absorbed with fame and celebrity that we would elect anybody president. There's two sides to that coin. On one level, yeah, we do not know the difference between the Kardashians and the McCains, just to pull that out of my head. But we also are at a time when no matter who anybody is, they're forgotten the second they die or the second they're out of the spotlight. It's amazing how fast we turn over the celebrity things, the famous things, the hit movies, the hit records, the big stories.
I think that's more the case now than it was when we were younger.
Oh,
you think
yes.
That's self-serving?
It's more the case now than when young people were younger. Mm-hmm. It's more the case now than 5 years ago. It's more the case now than 3 years ago.
Everything's sound bites.
It's accelerating. Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking, hit records, hit movies and hit records. We used to have in radio a thing called recurrence.
Yep.
That after a record was a hit, we would play it for like a year as an oldie, and then we'd turn it into a golden oldie, and that created a rock and roll or a pop music history. Today, the
Lemon Spoonful lived for a long time.
Right. But today, the pop music stations don't play oldies. So there's no, like, last year's hits and the hit before that. It's all, like, washed away. Now, the reason I mention that is because news media, talk media, is similar to that. You always say, we're talking about the hit topics. We don't have any oldies categories. We don't have a place in talk radio and on cable news talk TV to revisit the New York Times op-ed piece that was written by a senior official of the Trump administration. What was that, 6 weeks ago? That was going to be the blockbuster story of the year. We're going to find out who it was. It's not even talked about. Was it real? Was it not real? Whatever happened in the aftermath of the Las Vegas shooting, I could give you story after story after story that deserve 10 years of life, let alone 10 minutes. And they're gone. They're gone. I've never seen anything like that, and I don't know what the implications are in terms of this amnesia that we have, short-term amnesia about pop culture and important news.
There's a dramatic reality when we look down the chute at the past and where we are now, and maybe it's because time moves. So we get into this big discussion a couple of weeks ago, remember, about time. Mm. I wasn't even here on this program. It was on
program, and we talked about it. But I'm not talking about it from a cosmic standpoint. I can go off and I can go down that rabbit hole if you want. But no, I'm just talking about it from a practical, here and now, feet on the earth perspective. Not talking about, we talk about cosmic, who the hell are we, where are we? But just in terms of the day-to-day, I want to know what happened. I want to know who wrote that op-ed piece. I want to know more about these terrible crimes that have happened over the last 3 years and what the follow-up is. The same thing is going to happen with the fellow who was killed, Jamal Khashoggi.
Yeah.
I have trouble remembering his name. That story's going to fade. You hear little trickers of, what are we going to do about it? We're not going to do anything about it. It's going to be forgotten.
No, because it's not in our interest to do anything about it.
Right.
Yeah, it is.
And yet that was the story of the year 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I find as an observer of the passing parade, which is basically my job, and especially on this show, I find this to be a bigger deal than the deals we're talking about. How we chronicle and categorize and deal with the bigger picture of what's happening in the world other than what happened in the last 24 hours.
Well, so we take that music theory that you put forth and look at the stories. If I were to go back a year in my vault here of talk radio countdown show topics, the stories, et cetera, I'd look at it and think, we've got a lot of political stuff, but most of the other things are not memorable. They've gone by the wayside. We don't, even if they were important, they don't stick.
Nothing sticks, important or not, by virtue of the fact that there's so many big stories happening minute to minute, and by virtue of the fact that there's all kinds of games being played by the newsmakers in terms of distraction.
And the news media.
Yeah. Yeah,
games media and the newsmakers.
They're all responsible. I'm not blaming Trump. I'm blaming everybody.
Yeah.
It makes me worry that we're not taking care of real business.
Which would be exemplified by what?
By real investigation, business? By follow-up, by keeping important things in front of the public, by not letting the fact that it's a week old make it suddenly seem inconsequential. Just because something is a week old doesn't mean it's not important anymore.
No, but do we have a way? As a matter of fact, I'm looking. I just been while you're talking, I'm doing some research, digging around in some old stuff that I have about either the contents of the talk radio countdown show. I just came upon. I should put this out on Facebook or some a promotional sheet for this program, which has a picture of you and me. I'm reading Talkers Magazine, and I have this god-awful tie on, and you have the mustache and the smile that you were so well known for early on. And we talk, I wrote this in this piece, unlike music countdown shows that just play the music, the talk radio countdown show often brings in people who made the issues important or popular. There's an important point. We deal with the issues that make life interesting each week. Silly is just as relevant as serious. When's the last time we really had anything on this list? This is a promotional piece that goes back almost 20 years. When's the last time we had anything silly?
Silly?
Yeah. We used to do silly stuff. There were things that would come into the focus in the top 10 that were just plain silly. People were talking about silly stuff. Everybody's now so grind. They're going to grind. And so the stuff becomes a grind. And it sort of plays into what you were saying about why stuff doesn't stick around. I think things don't stick around because people find them too difficult to hold on to. The stuff, I mean, we remember, you think about Halloween. What still has relevance today when it comes to Halloween that did when we were kids? The Monster Mash. It was a graveyard smash.
Mm-hmm.
Came on in a flash.
Well, guy wrote that song and lived forever on the royalties. Sometimes,
yeah.
Sometimes you get lucky in life,
right?
Like
yeah,
somebody.
But you know what I'm saying? Am I saying that in the vacuum, or you know?
Reindeer.
Yeah. Do you think that I am onto something or not?
I think you're onto a piece of something. I think that you're analyzing a sliver of it under the microscope, and from that perspective, yeah, what you're saying is true. I don't think it's the main thing. I don't think it's the main thing, but I do think it's part of it. I'm trying to remember, what silly means. Sometimes I get silly just as my personality yeah. is such that I sometimes bounce between very grave and very, very serious and very silly. And that just is my nature. I'm that way in real life as opposed to whatever the presentation.
People never hear that from us, but you and I get pretty silly sometimes in our own personal relationship just because life is silly. And I mean, even the serious stuff is silly.
Yeah. Well, and of course, satire and silliness are part of a legitimate way of commentary. It's part of it, but I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is the rapid speed in which we are processing information.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to not what's silly and not what's serious, and I don't even think it comes down to people can't handle it, because we have an entire society of news junkies and political freaks that take this more seriously on a minute-to-minute level than people that love sports, even. As a matter of fact, it is a spectator sport, and they're glued in front of their cable news outlet of choice, and they adhere to their position on whatever the controversy is as if it were their religion, and they attach their egos to victory as opposed to learning about truth, and they don't want to have a consensus with their neighbor. They want to eliminate their neighbor. And that is why I think this thing is moving like a runaway train heading towards some type of cliff.
Yeah.
I think it's a serious insight that I'm trying to share, and I'm not the only one who has it. This is not an original thought, but I think it's an important cutting-edge thought.
In a moment, Michael talks about the MH podcast, the interview this week. We get to that in a matter of moments. First, the question of the day. Have you been diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome? Do you suffer from gas, belching, bloating, cramps, abdominal distension, diarrhea, constipation? All of these things are unpleasant to talk about, but in fact they cause heartburn. The acid that's in your system is a real problem that a lot of people just don't deal with. They cover it up by taking drugs. The way to deal with it is to clean it out. And that's the job of Life Change Tea. Maintain perfect health by cleansing your body from the intruders that make your colon stop doing its work. An unhealthy colon, if you're a GAPS practitioner, you know, most everything that's good and bad in your body begins in your gut. So if you don't have a healthy colon, a healthy stomach, a healthy gut, disease comes in. You get sick and you die. How do we clean up your body? We get rid of all those problems by drinking at least a cup of Life Change Tea every day. Life Change Tea is all natural, all organic, all from the USA. If you would like to partake in this wonderful, healthy way to, in a sense, really do the flush job, you're flushing out your system. It's power. I think I put it as simply as I could by suggesting it's like a power washer, taking a power wash to your insides. Cleanse with Life Change Tea, a product of the folks at GetTheTea.com, which is their website, GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and you'll get it shipped to you free. Why do you want to drink Life Change Tea? Because it makes you healthier, and when you're healthier, you're happier. Why didn't you get benefits like that? Get the parasites out of your body. Life Change Tea, GetTheTea.com, a place to get it. You can't buy it in stores. Online, GetTheTea.com, use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free. Life Change Tea will change your physical health and your life at GetTheTea.com. On the people's side of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this past week, the last week of October, first week of November, David Price is at the number 10 position, Whitey Bulger in the ninth slot. Hillary Clinton, is she running or not? Number 8, Paul Ryan at 7, telling the president not to tread on him. Don Lemon, number 6. That's it. I'm not talking anymore about it. Cesar Sayoc, not talking about him either. At 5, or Robert Bowers at 4. Not going to introduce you to what they are all about because I don't think it's worth... I'm not giving him any credibility. Andrew Gillum at number 3. Ted Cruz tied with Beto O'Rourke. That's been something that's been a function of the political season for a while. Number 2, and the President of the United States, Donald Trump, is in the number 1 position. This week, on the People List, thanks to Talkers Magazine with the information that we use on the Talk Radio Review and the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
You might not realize it, but companies like your mobile phone provider are taking your hard-earned money and spending it to push a leftist agenda. The left is pulling out all the stops to bring the progress of the last few years to a screeching halt. Thankfully, one industry has an alternative. Patriot Mobile, the nation's first and only cell phone provider built by and for conservatives. Patriot Mobile provides nationwide reliable service with unlimited talk and text and no hidden fees. Plus, Patriot Mobile automatically donates a portion of your bill to the conservative causes you are voting to protect. Keep your number, bring your own device, or select a new one from their great selection, including Android and iPhones, beginning at only $4 a month. Go to patriotmobile.com/Dana to get started today. Use offer code Dana and they'll waive your activation fee for up to 2 lines. Stop supporting big mobile and liberal causes and make the switch to Patriot Mobile today. patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
Are you tossing and turning every night counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let my pillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, my pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show and the top 10 stories, according according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison and his crew have decided that once again, pretty much as normal, what goes on in the world of sports on Sports Talk Radio, big focus, lots of talking about the Red Sox and that sort of thing. Whitey Bulger being killed is at number 9. Number 8, the Google walkout. Number 7, the airplane crash, the Indonesian air crash of the Boeing 737. 6, the markets getting a little unstable. Number 5, still talking about the mail bomber. I don't mean M-A-L-E. It was using the M-A-I-L. Pittsburgh synagogue killings at number 4. Aftermath of that, the birthright citizenship issue the president brought up this week, number 3, the migrant caravan, number 2, and the midterm elections, as you might imagine. Big story on News Talk Radio this past week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are at 53 past the hour, continuing our focus on the charts, the stories, the conversation on the air, the Talkers Magazine reason for being, so you'll know what's going on in News Talk Radio. It's an inside traders publication, but a lot of people like to go online to talkers.com, see what's going on. If you go there this week, you'll see a picture of Michael Harrison when he was 20 years old. And knowing him as I do, when I looked at it, the picture is of him and his friend Richard Neer, that is the subject of the Michael Harrison interview this week. But Michael has a son named Matthew. Mm-hmm. And looking at this picture, I swear to God, when I looked at it, I thought, oh, maybe they make a mistake. That's Matthew. Matthew is the spitting image of you. Literally.
Well, anyway. at different times in space. You know, we don't look alike now, but...
No, not at all. Yeah. But you sure look like... He looks like you did when you were 20-something years old.
That picture is... I think I'm 21 or 22 in that picture. It's me and Richard Neer. Richard Neer is a very well-known sports talk personality on WFAN. He's an accomplished author, and he's one of the pioneers of rock radio back at WNAW-FM and WLIR.
Right.
And he and I do the interview this week. week, the MH interview, the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com, and we talk about the changing nature of sports in media and in our society, and it's really interesting.
Give us a little insight as to what his insight is.
Well, what's happening is sports is, first of all, it's totally in league with television. It's why we have late night World Series that go till after midnight and on weeknights, and why we have football games that are in the cold, you know, at 11 o'clock at night when you have to go to work or school the next day. The games are changing in terms of computerization and analytics. Used to be that games were run by crusty old managers and coaches that had a gut feel for things, and now it's all done by numbers and statistics, and they're trying to figure out ways to make the games go faster. They're trying to figure out ways to have the rules help the offenses as opposed to the defenses, so there's high scoring. People don't want to see no hitters or shutouts or defensive games. There's all kinds of things happening in terms of sports that are in sync with the things we talked about earlier on this show about how we're having short-term attention span, how everything is becoming corporatized, how things are moving at a different pace than they used to.
Does he get political on his program to the point?
We talk about the fact that there is a distinct correlation on sports talk radio to news talk radio. It tilts conservative. There are three radio formats that tilt conservative politically, even though two of them are not supposed to be political. One is news talk radio. Commercial news talk radio tilts conservative. There's no question about it.
Yep.
Sports talk radio tilts conservative. And that's a whole interesting discussion.
How does that play out, though? That's fascinating.
An obvious way it played out is the knee, the whole issue of the knee that you brought up earlier. Yeah. And country music radio tilts conservative, and a lot of that is in the lyrics, the style of music, and the outspokenness of the artists.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something we talk about as well. Anybody who's interested in sports and media is going to find this to be a good one. It's mhinterview.com. It's uninterrupted. There's no commercial interruption. It's a good 45-50-minute conversation. It's a deep dive into things that you don't really get a chance to talk about on the air.
Do you go into with him the number of stations that are changing to sports? We were on a station in Des Moines that just last week changed to sports talk, and I wonder how that in the face of, if you want to have conversation radio, in the face of competing talk stations where there is no sports talk station, a lot of cities are now, companies are turning to having at least one full-time sports station in the market.
Yeah, many already have. I mean, that horse left the stable.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. It's still happening, but that's already happened. And in some cities, there are two and three sports talk stations. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Big part of talk radio. And we cover that in Talkers. I mean, we're not just news talk. We're all kinds of talk.
Yeah, I know it. It's a most profitable of all of the spoken word formats. I think sports talk radio is the most lucrative, isn't it?
Well, there are some built-in advertisers that really want to be part of it. It's what's called a qualitative buy as opposed to quantitative.
The beer guys.
Yeah. The same ads that you see amazing, on football games. Beer and beer.
And cars.
Trucks and beer. Trucks and beer. Woo! A lot of money in trucks and beer.
And Buffalo Wild Wings. Okay. So check out the MH interview, mhinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.